birthday. Yeah, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. I know you hate me.
My confusion grows. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is WMFO in Medford, Messages in a Stereo. And today, our theme
is
dun,
dun, dun. Whoa, the suspense. Our theme is about what we like to call a little situationship. We realize that we have a couple of them in all of our lives right now. Not
in our lives.
Not in our specific
We're
lives.
So.
But we are vicariously living through some other people's situationships. And we thought that we would put some songs about situationships and see what other creative people would have to say about situationships.
And for these older people listening who might not know what a situationship is.
Explain it, Meredith. Go ahead.
It is, low-key, how do you explain it?
It's like a romantic situation that's Boom. Not a relationship, but not a
Two people entangled, friendship. And they don't have the best communication skills, typically.
Typically.
Here's Google's definition. A romantic relationship that is not considered to be formal or established.
But usually it's a little controversial. It's not really...
It's a little complex.
It's not
the
healthy.
Smoothest.
Well, not always healthy.
Yeah, well, that's the situation part of the
And occasionally toxic.
Occasionally.
On the occasion. On the usual.
It could be a mild toxicity. There could be room for perseverance into a really beautiful and prospering relationship.
Or there could be no room at all, and it's just...
I wonder who we're talking... Just kidding.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, and it's not about one person or or two... Wait,
because
I'm trying
people.
To see, like, relationship is a two-person thing. Well, maybe not. No, definitely.
Also, if I start coughing into the microphone today, I'm sorry.
Don't do it.
All right, time
anyway,
to hit the music.
The first couple songs are Saren's picks. The next one's also a her pick.
That last song was a New Order song called Bizarre Love Triangle, extended version. It's a really great song.
And now the next one's going to be I'm Not in Love. Bye. 10cc. Enjoy.
Bye.
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Back in my mind.
comes when I think of it now.
That was my song. It's, well, not my song. I wish I wrote it, but I did not. It's called Caramel by Conan Gray. And I have to ask you guys, do you say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
I also say caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. Anyway, that was the first song. There's three more songs.
Boom. That was the end of my songs with Erica Badu, and then we switched over to little Meredith.
Yep.
Because she was singing the song. I don't know if you realize that was her singing.
Oh, on the... Yeah, totally. That was actually me singing.
That was actually Meredith.
I just wrote a song, yeah.
It was wonderful.
You sounded so good.
Thank you.
All right, well, the next song is... Ooh, I can't pronounce that. It's the Phoebe Bridgers one.
Chelsea?
You can't pronounce Chelsea?
I don't know Chelsea? If it
was Chelsea or Chelsea. Chelsea.
This song, low-key, has a cool story behind it that I'm not going to explain, but you all should Google it.
Why?
Because I don't remember it. It's like, I don't know. It's about two real people. So.
Two real situationship.
But I think it ended in murder, so it's like situationship
murder.
At its worst.
Oh, yeah. That is... I mean, I don't know if we should really classify that
as a situationship.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Seems a little messed up to some of the situationships that were...
Engine murder. Anyway, yeah, so Google the song.
Well,
yeah.
Enjoy.
For a chemical imbalance, you sure know to ride a train. Your revolution is a deathbed, and the music is your maid. When someone comes knocking with a needle on a tray, only your lonesome lies beside you, for you told me not to stay. Somebody's baby, some mother held you near. No, it's not important, they're just pretty words, my dear. There is no distraction that can make me disappear. disappear. No, there's nothing that won't remind you I will always be right here. And you spit the blood back, spit the blood back, baby. I'm amazed that you're alright. Oh, so long, prison boy, I won't be home with you tonight. We're both very sick, our muscles all worn down. It's as if we are 100. No, I won't still be around because I've fallen. Yes, I've fallen right into the love I found long before I reach 100.
For I'm in bed, laying down, naked. You're inside of me. I love him, kiss his mouth, saying, oh yeah, baby, touch and touch and touch and touch me. Again, wanna be singing a different song. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying. Fighting for my senses. Stay up and I pace around. I pace around the room. Wake up and I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about you. Can't read or write or do what I like to do. I spend my days 420 blaze just thinking what's it gonna do. I'm taking thirst drops in the mirror in my room. I think I look bad, so I change the lighting. I used to kick.
She's taking those drops.
was the last song of Meredith's little set.
I hope you enjoyed.
It was Thirst Trap by Audrey Hobart. And now...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called taking
thirst traps. Should we define what that means?
No, yeah, we might just have to.
That's all right.
It means taking... Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? That's all right. No, actually, it's really not bad. It's just taking, like, selfies and sending it to...
That made it sound even worse.
Yeah, no, but low-key did. But it's like, you know, just like regular selfies.
A thirst trap is basically like you're locked in on the picture and you're looking really. Think about like, let's see, the Kardashians are classic examples. It's like they're not really showing anything, but it's like, ooh.
Like, I look so
you're
sexy.
You're still posing up. It could also be a, like, TikToks people say are thirst traps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you could just look straight into the camera, fully covered in clothes, might I add.
Yes.
And just
usually
like
enclosed.
And you're just really like your model
serving.
Face.
Serve.
Yeah, you're. I feel we might have to define all of those.
Serve exactly. Means to look really good.
Okay, I have a question for you guys before we head over to our PSI.
Of course.
What would you tell a friend that's going through a situationship? I understand this is a hard question because it's so circumstantial.
I would say to either. Put a ring on it or leave.
What?
I would
a ring,
say the opposite. I would say see how it goes. See where the wind takes you. You know?
Interesting.
Is
okay.
That bad advice?
I just... I feel like this is just normal relationship advice. I'm talking situationship.
No, I think... I don't it's know. Like there's a reason that one of the other people isn't committing. So it's like either commit to a relationship or dip.
I have a follow-up question. What if the situationship is stemming from a previous relationship? Like, you know relationships, right? Well, yeah, you know relationships. But the one they like, let's say they break up, right? But they still continue talking. Like, they were, like, along. Because I just saw this on my reel that they were, like, long-term relationship turned into a situationship after breakup.
I
feel
like
that's like
the
that.
Same thing. Either
it's break up.
Date again or break up.
But I understand it's a hard position
no,
to
totally
be in.
I totally understand. Well, I don't understand myself, but I can look at it from a bird's eye view and understand.
So what would you tell them?
To either get back together with them or leave, because then you're not going to be able to find anyone else or move on.
Now, Remy, why do you think someone might do that?
You know what, Sarah, that's a great question, and I couldn't tell you.
Really? You have no opinions on this?
I have no words of wisdom this morning.
Attachment isn't love.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You killed that one.
Wow,
I think you took
so
the
psych.
Words right out of Remy's mouth.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That, yeah. Oh,
read
look
my
at,
mind.
You guys
I know.
At the same time.
Bam.
Wow. All right. PSA
all right,
time.
I'm going to hit you with the PSA now. All it takes is one careless act to start a wildfire. So next time you build a campfire, find an open site, clear from dry brush. Keep the fire small, and when you're done properly, drown the fire, start with a shovel, and drown it again. Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and a partnership with the National Association of Broadcasters. And now, for the beginning of my set, this next song will be Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift. Enjoy.
Cracking locks, throwing my life. guilty as sin. What if I roll the stone away? They're gonna crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? If long-suffering propriety is what they want from me, they don't know how you've haunted me so stunningly. I choose you and me religiously. What if he's written mine on my upper thigh?
It's casual now, baby. Sipped away.
like a bottle of wine. Cause you were never mine. Back when we were still changing for the better, one thing was enough. For me, it was enough to live for the hope of it all. Cancel plans just in case you'd call. Lost in the memory, August slipped away into a moment in time.